Player, what you got?
We're going to go into the vault, and this will let people know that I didn't just start begging to Oprah. I didn't just start this. This has been going on a long time.
Many, long.
So you're going into the vault and getting one of your begging Oprah?
I mean, wouldn't that be murdered him? Whatever's, what's the word? Apro who?
Apropos.
That's what I was going to say. Hit it. Let me play a little bit for you. See how you like this. Check this out. Damn, I sound good. Oprah, we're all in trouble since you left us now. No one alive can fill your shoes. Ain't no way.
I remember that when Oprah came off the air. Yeah.
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 And that didn't get her to come back.
I mean, what?
She might be calling about that role now.
Jay, on second thought.
A singing deacon, huh?
Fourth of July and traveling, especially going through airports, is going to be really tough because of heightened security. We're still in Ramadan, right, Sid?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We're coming to the end of Ramadan, and yes. ISIS said at the beginning of Ramadan that they were going to be really going at it, and
because
they have.
ISIS has nothing to do with religion. They are anti-religion. And so they are taking the time where most Muslims are observant of, you know, this time. This is their very, very sacred time. And so this is when they are just going crazy. And Tuesday, the 5th of July, will be the end of Ramadan.
So heightened security because of ISIS and also because, did you hear what happened in Fallujah the other day? Destroyed 175 vehicles. Carrying militants, an airstrike by the United States coalition, and they don't know how many ISIS militants were killed. Even ISIS says it was a lot. ISIS says that it was like 700 vehicles that was destroyed, and
U.S. reports are saying it was about 250 ISIS fighters that were killed in the convoy.
So they're hundreds, really mad.
Yeah.
They're really mad, and it's going to be really tight getting through airports.
But on the other side of it, for those of us who are driving, this is a good time because gas prices, for the most part, are down, especially compared to this time last year. Now, some of the cities and states are upping the taxes on gas because of the lower prices of gas right along through here, but it is a good time for folks who are going to be on the road and not having to spend as much as they did a year ago.
And then the lottery is at a record high.
The Mega Millions.
What is it?
415 million.
Oh, you'll know right away.
I'm on a good winning streak. You think I should play?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
This is the Mega Millions game. Now, this is tonight, so keep that in mind.
Sib, you win the lottery, you come to work?
Whose work?
You. Are you?
I will be in somebody's airport security or not.
That's my girl. She has changed, man. She has changed.
And I have an all-white man party. Yeah.
An all-white man party.
That's right. Here you go, Kyrie. You I give me a nice little boat or a jet.
Are you here for the Civil Wicks All White Man Party? Right this way.
Oh, Mr. Brown. No, you're
oh,
not.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell.
Malik Yoba up next, 16 before the hour. This is the TJFS.